President Trump is in Israel today on day three of his first trip abroad as president. He was met by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other officials in Tel Aviv before visiting the Church of the Holy Sepulchre and the Western Wall in Jerusalem. Speaking with reporters earlier today, President Trump tried to brush off one issue of tension. The reports last week that the classified intelligence Trump revealed to Russian officials in the Oval Office was provided by Israel.
Just so you understand, I never mentioned the word or the name Israel. Never mentioned it during that conversation. They were all saying I did. So you had to know the story wrong. Never mentioned the word Israel.
Neri Zilber is a journalist and adjunct fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. He joins us by Skype from Jerusalem. Neri, welcome back.
Pleasure to be back, Jeremy.
So no U.S. president has visited Israel this early in his tenure. What's the atmosphere there now?
The atmosphere, I think, is fairly festive. President Trump received a warm welcome, as have all previous U.S. presidents, including the most recent one, President Obama. Israelis very much appreciate the attention and appreciate the close, what they call, bonds between Israel and its closest ally, America.
Tell us about the welcome from the Israeli government, because the Israeli newspaper Haaretz reported earlier that Netanyahu had to order his ministers to attend the airport welcome ceremony for President Trump. What happened there?
Well, I think that's it was more intra-Israeli government politics and posturing. At the end, as people probably noticed, all the government ministers, including deputy ministers, were lined up and received President Trump handshakes, in some cases actually long conversations with the president. So it all worked out, but nothing too out of the ordinary for Israeli politics.
But they wanted to shake his hand, but Prime Minister Netanyahu didn't want that to happen. Why not?
So I think it speaks to a larger point about the visit. They've only had 2 or 3 weeks to prepare, so everything really has been kind of last minute, even down to things that happened today, events and scheduling. We feel that as journalists on the ground. You know, things have come together, but I think the welcome at the airport was supposed to be shorter. So initially, the ministers weren't supposed to be there, just to cut back on time.
Are Israelis generally happy with President Trump, especially compared to President Obama, who many Israelis were not very happy with?
I think that's a fair sentiment. You know, we can argue whether that's a fair sentiment for them to take objectively. But yeah, I think overall Trump is viewed as closer and warmer to Israel and this Israeli government in particular. You know, the Israeli right had a lot of high hopes for Trump when he was elected. That's something to keep an eye on, because a lot of their hopes and dreams coming into this new administration haven't materialized so far.
Is the issue of moving the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem likely to come up on this trip?
So that's exactly right. That's one of the issues. Obviously, it was a campaign promise by Trump that he has yet to fulfill. The official U.S. administration line is that they still intend to move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, but not anytime in the near future.
What about the issue of a peace deal? Trump has said he wants to help negotiate what he calls the ultimate deal, a resolution between Israelis and Palestinians. Is there a chance for that under this president?
I mean, look, he stated that intention. He wants to broker this ultimate deal, as he said. And for the time being, both sides, both the Palestinians and the Israelis, are trying to play ball. You know, he might very well succeed in getting both President Mahmoud Abbas of the Palestinian Authority and Prime Minister Netanyahu into a room. Once they get into that room, as previous U.S. presidents have found, the differences between the two sides are still significant.
Just give us a sense, finally, Neri, of kind of the tension that exists in terms of how a foreign leader who comes to Israel has to act, what they say, where they go. They have to be very careful not to offend this group or that group.
That's absolutely right. You know, every word, every step, every location, as we mentioned, that he goes and visits is put under a microscope, both here and internationally. And that's, I think, par for the course for the Holy Land, a place and a conflict that a lot of people care about. And Trump so far has, I think, appreciated that aspect and has acted accordingly. So you know, the event scheduled, and his remarks so far have been fairly reasonable, which I think, given everything going on back home for this president, is a win so far.
That's Neri Zilber, a journalist and adjunct fellow at the Washington Institute, joining us from Jerusalem. Thanks so much.
My pleasure, Jeremy.